Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens Florida Market Assistance Plan meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene immediately following Citizens Special Board of Governors meeting. Thank you for identifying yourself if you're addressing the board. May I proceed with roll call?
Please.
Chairman Brough?
Here.
Vice Chair Lopez Cantera?
Here.
Governor Brown?
Here.
Governor Dunbar?
Here.
Governor Fields?
Here.
Governor Henderson?
Here.
Governor Holton?
Here.
Governor Castrol?
Here.
Governor Thomas?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum for the FMAP board meeting. The first item on the agenda is any opening comments that you might have and approval of the minutes.
I have no comments. I would like to see, I have the agenda, but I don't have the map that's the FMAP agenda on next page. So for some reason, I only got the front page and not the next page. If there's any way you can share it with me, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay. Can you see my screen now, sir?
I can.
Okay, wonderful.
And unfortunately, my right hand has gone to lunch. So that leaves me with an extended right hand. Okay. All right. So is there a motion to approve the prior board meetings?
Move to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. Motions carries. Easy enough. Annual for, and who was going to give us that? Kelly, are you ready?
Sure. Yes.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Kelly Booten for the record. In section two of the FMAP agenda is the FMAP annual report for 2020 with the corresponding action item in action item index C. Citizens is required by the plan of operation to file the FMAP annual report with the Office of Insurance Regulation annually by July 1st, and thus I am seeking your approval of the report today. The report includes the program statistics for 2020, which are consistent with prior years. Chairman, would you like to entertain a motion to approve, or would you like me to walk through the report?
I'd like to walk through the report if it's not going to take too long.
Okay. FMAP is a free online referral program for personal residential property insurance, which was designed to help consumers find insurance in the private market and reduce the number of applications for citizens coverage. The consumer, uses a website to answer about 25 questions, and then they're matched with an agent or a carrier if they are willing to write that business. In 2020, we received 10,544 requests and had offers accepted of 1,187 or requests converted of 11.3%. Right. Last year, we had requests converted of 15%, and there's a table in the report that shows, I'm getting echo, so it's kind of bothering me here. There's a table in the report that shows prior years back to 2011. There's also within the report requests by county. You can see where the requests are coming in. There's also requests by year built, property by type of coverage. There's another table by construction type, and then also policy form types. And then on the last page is the top companies used to place the business. And then there are also the number of active agents. This year we averaged about 288 active agents in the system. Last year that was 311. So that's a brief overview of the report.
Great. So how do we direct more people to try to fill this out? Because essentially it's a very small amount of people compared to the amount of people that we're writing insurance for that we're driving to other insurers. Is that being marketed? How is it promoted?
Yes, certainly we can pick up our marketing campaign on this, and we do have plans to do this. We got the front end fmap.org revamped, and then this year have plans to invest in some back end system work to help with the searches and the adoption of it on the backside, market more to carriers during the latter half of this year. So certainly we can pick up our marketing campaign. We have brochures that we have on the website, and we'd have to work with our agents and others to further market it.
Do we have a third party marketing arm that we pay fees to help us with that, or is it all internal?
It's all internal.
I don't know about the other board members, but you know, we spend a significant amount of dollars every month marketing our company through all the digital media world, and it pays good dividends. So it might be of something, you know, no, there's no expediency to it, but something that we might want to start looking at. There's people who specialize in how to target market. Because I certainly the amount of people that we're driving to other insurers is not significant, because first of all, we're not getting that many coming to the site, number one, right? Mm-hmm. From what the numbers you shared with us. So if we could put that on the to look into list, and we have capital dollars that, you know, or expenditures that we can market and take advantage of people who are more proficient in that digital marketing arena than we are, because we're in the insurance business, not in the marketing business. But that's my comment. If anybody wants to chime in, I'd love to hear what your thoughts are.
Yeah, Chairman Bruff, Barry Gilway for the record. We've not actively marketed FMAP, primarily, obviously, because we're not trying to entertain new, you know, customers, you know, from the marketplace. FMAP is an alternative, you know, for new customers coming in. Obviously, we depend highly upon the, you know, the our front end, you know, system to steer, you know, customers coming into the appropriate carrier who might have an interest.
Well, I appreciate that, but obviously at the rate that we're growing, as we've talked too many times in the last couple of months, if we can, you know, steer them into filling out the 25 questions, then maybe they qualify somewhere else, because we're ending up with way too many people, and the growth that you and I were worried about in the fourth quarter is even exceeding that. Under the work, you know, we thought that we'd grow at 630,000 policies, right? And we're going to go through 700,000 policies at 21 insurers. We're all sitting here, right?
Yes, sir. We're really on a straight line basis. We're looking at 750,000 policies, assuming the current rate of about 5,000 net new customers per week. So if you just extend that out, and then, of course, you have more recent OIR orders that are exacerbating the situation.
Well, and it's going to be compounded by the fact that the business cycle in the new home building business, which accelerated in the fourth quarter of 20, as those homes get delivered in 21, that delivery is going to increase even further. And I think the original recommendation for growth this year was 630,000 policies, and the high end was 690,000. And I think we'll easily get to 750,000, which is a very bad place. What percentage of the market will we own when we get to 750,000 policies, Mr. Gilway?
Yeah, we started out when we hit 420,000 at our low, we were 4% of the overall market. Right now, we're sitting right around 8% of the overall residential market in Florida. We expect to be at that 10% level, you know, by the end of 2021.
So over 100% growth.
Yes, sir.
Wow. How much of the legislation that you were successful in getting through to Tallahassee? Hopefully the governor will sign it. Maybe others on this call know more about that, but I suspect he'll sign the legislation. When will that start if any positive impacts that we'll have on the market, that we can have other people compete with us?
Well, there's some very positive moves. Effective 7/1 with the legislation, for example, over time, the glide path will be increased 1% per year for the next 5 years. We do get credit going forward for our reinsurance purchase, whether we buy that or not, which is something we did propose to OIR during this the last scheduled rate discussions. It was declined primarily because the OIR believed it was a legislative issue. So that actually passed as part of this legislation. I think what will help the market are two major components. Under Citizens, the eligibility requirement was increased under this legislation from 15 to 20%. And there's some very strong anti-solicitation or solicitation language that was passed as part of the legislation, which I believe will really impact fraudulent claims and what we sometimes refer to as social inflation. And then obviously the major issue is the impact, you know, on the major impact on the attorney fee statute. So for the first time, basically, we have pierced the one-way attorney fee statute first party provisions. So it should reduce the number of litigated cases going in to litigation because if the award is less than 20% of the final offer from the company, then we do not pay plaintiff costs. If it's between 20 and 50%, of the of the original demand, then there's a quotient established, so we only pay a portion, you know, of the plaintiff cost. And I think these will have a major impact. Secondary impact is there is a lot of new investors that have been expressing interest and having discussions with us recently. New money coming into the state. And the reason they would do that, despite the overall results, is they really get away from any of the development that's driving most of the problems in the marketplace. And obviously, the rate adequacy that's being supported by OIR today is very effective. So we are talking to have talked to various investor groups that I think during the first or second quarter of next year are seeing 400,000 additional policies that are better policies than existed previously in Citizens. So we're hopeful that the depopulation program that Kelly is pushing so hard may have some very positive influence on overall growth next year.
Perfect. Well, I think we have a motion. Do we have a motion to approve the action?
Would you like me to read the recommendation?
Yes, please.
Okay. Assistant staff recommends that the FMAP Board of Governors approve the 2020 Florida Market Assistance Program annual report and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item in the middle to the office as required by the FMAP Board of Operations.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Do I have a second? We have a second.
Second.
Barbara, you want to call the roll?
Chairman Brough?
Yes.
Vice Chair Lopez Cantera?
Yes.
Governor Brown?
Yes.
Governor Dunbar?
Yes.
Governor Fields?
Yes.
Governor Henderson?
Yes.
Governor Henderson?
Yes.
Governor Holton?
Yes.
Governor Castrol?
Yes.
Governor Thomas?
Yes.
Chairman, it's unanimous.
Perfect. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think at this point we can entertain a motion to adjourn. Is that right, Barbara?
Unless there's any new business, sir.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say one thing, just kind of in your discussion about the marketing. We talked about the portal last board meeting, or one of the last board meeting, marketing. I wanted to just maybe ask Kelly if they have these type of items like the portal and making sure that
I couldn't understand that. Did you ask for a report back at a certain point or?
Can you hear me?
Now I can, yes.
Okay. I was, last board meeting we spoke about the portal and the low usage of the portal and kind of in the spirit of the conversation about the marketing, if we could get maybe the next board meeting, get an update on kind of the marketing plan for these specific areas like the portal to try to increase the usage of the portal.
So Kelly, I think you got most of that. I think I got what Reynolds was saying. Basically, in the spirit of the conversation about marketing, should we look into having a marketing company to market the portal so we can go direct to consumers that we've been talking about now for a couple months to offer better services and reduce our cost? As this board understood from our meeting in early March, operationally, we've lost $689 million. Now, at some point, that becomes real money. It was real money to me after about $5,000. So it's a long way from mere money to me. And part of that is circumstances we operate under. Some of it is just, that we need to make sure we can run the business more as efficiently as possible. We're going to look good this year because we've got a flood of premium growth that'll make us look stellar. But Barry's been in this business, since I was, I was maybe 12 years old, or feels like it, or 15. And Barry knows how to run this business to make it achieve its goal, which is at least operational break even, so that we're not eating into the investment income that we're getting out of our reserves. So I think that that's something as a board, I'd like to mention at this meeting that we have the opportunity to speak to each other, which is the only times we can as a board in the sunshine, in preparation for our July meeting in Orlando, to dwell more into exactly how we get there so that we get this thing to a point on a regular basis that we can be at operational break even moving forward.
Mr. Chair, one thing I would like to say, whether we do go direct or we stick with the current situation we're in right now with retailers, I just think the portal should go up.
Yes.
Kind of marketing. I want to be clear. I'm not specifically saying direct.
Right.
Overall, we need to go up.
I think the way if I'm taking your comments correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is it should be one of the tools in our tool chest that should be operating at optimum operational.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're on the same page.
Yeah. And you're looking for additional reporting on adoption and improvements in adoption, I think.
Correct. And how we help you guys by, if we have to set aside a board item in the budget that says we're going to spend, pick a number. I mean, we spend $2 million a year marketing. So, and we're a small company. So, if we have to set dollars aside to get into that digital marketing space, to make people aware of the portal that they don't know exist in order to be better at our jobs and save money in the long term, then that's something I think this board would at least entertain if it was presented with the right format, with the people that know how to do these things, the companies that specialize in digital marketing.
Correct. Understood.
I think, unless anybody had any comments, I think I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Or is there any other business?
Hey, Chair, this is Dunbar. I had one real quick thing.
Oh, no, you got anybody who wants to talk, I'll stay here all afternoon. I just want to make sure I don't keep you on longer than you want to be. Okay.
Hey, it's just for the next meeting. I just hope that we're back to normal format in a room where we're all sitting around the same table.
That would be, I would advocate that, and I think we've got all the people in Tallahassee that have given us the right to do that. But I also only want to advocate that on a voluntary basis. Any board member that does not feel comfortable in that scenario, of course, can entertain any can engage any way they like. But I would prefer the, like we had in Jacksonville, I thought that was a very successful meeting, but we would like to have everybody that can attend in July in person if possible.
Yeah,
and hopefully we can be at a normal table and not space, crazy, and have staff in the room so that we can interact. Everything's sort of back to normal. Everybody's probably either had it or is vaccinated. So seems to make sense for us to get back to the way we used to do things.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and Governor Dunbar, we are planning for the July meeting to be an in-person meeting. As the chairman indicated, there may be board members that might not be available for an in-person meeting, but we have locations lined up for an in-person meeting that we conduct as we did prior to COVID.
Perfect. Anyone else? Not hearing. Yes, please.
I had I don't know if you received the request that I made to Barbara about considering Miami as a location, which is a obviously an area that has a large number of our policies and hasn't had a board meeting in years. And I believe there was, prior to the pandemic, there was a reservation placed at a hotel and a deposit that had to be canceled. But I think that that money is still, or that credit is still there. And I'd like to request that we have a meeting in South Florida sooner rather than later.
I discussed it with Barbara, and we said we'd have our July meeting in Orlando, and the next meeting would be in Miami, which is that October, Barbara?
No, Chairman, that's September 21st and 22nd, and I am still working on that venue.
Yeah, so it is our intent, Governor Lopez-Cantero, to have our meeting in September there, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Great. So we will see everybody somewhere in Orlando in July, and we now are teeing up the late September meeting. Barbara or Mr. Gilway, Barry, is there any reason why that meeting has to be at the end of September? Is there some legislative things we have to accomplish, or can it be the first week in October? I just want to know if there's any flexibility, or there's some statutory things we have to accomplish before the fiscal year starts for the state. I don't think that applies to us, but I don't know.
Chairman, we had polled the board last year to try to get our meetings confirmed for the quarter so that it wouldn't interrupt with obligations of other board members as far as other boards that they have to attend, critical
times. So it's internal to us.
Right.
It's internal to us, yes, sir, and it has been noticed and sent out that those are our board meeting dates, both for the entire year.
Okay, well, we can change that. So, at the end of the day, as I think I've got everybody on the board on this phone call or on this Zoom meeting, if everybody on the board decided that and I'm fine, by the way, it's not for me. I'm fine on the 21st and 2nd of September, so I could care less. But if the board would rather push the meeting to the first week in October, because they think Miami's certainly better in October than it is in September, as far as I'm concerned. But just keep that in mind. If there's a majority of the board that wants to move the meeting, doesn't bother me, and there's plenty of time to notice the meeting to a new date. But other than that, Governor Lopez-Cantero, we will see you in Miami.
We'll look forward to it.
All right. So I think we'll entertain a motion to adjourn at this point. We have a motion. Meeting is adjourned, and I'll talk to some of you folks next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.